Quicken Loan Studios. I'm Jim Rome. Welcome to the program. Quicken Loans applies simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. As it stands right now, we're open. So I've done two interviews, both in hour number one, which means we are wide open for you. Take your shot. I'm giving away a couple of Masterbuilt smokers. I'm supposed to give away one every single day this week. We did not give one away yesterday. All you have to do is have the best content on that given day. It can be a phone call. It can be an email. It can be a tweet. It can be a comment on any of our social. I really don't care. Just do something to make this show better. Hit me with something I've not heard before. Show me something I've not seen before. Just do something. In fact, I may only be giving one away because earlier today, Rick in Buffalo sent this email. Dear Jim, since you're giving away two smokers today, can we now expect multiple calls from that pathetic loser, Vic in NoCal? Let me just buy you one, you freeloading D-bag. Rick in Buffalo, maybe I'm giving away two. I may have already given away one and I don't even know it yet. Rick in Buffalo. Also, really quickly, dear Rome, we like the Browns a lot. They've got a lot of hype before the event begins. And then on game day, they will flame out like us. Signed, Tyler and Matt. Justin from Melbourne. Mike in Buffalo tweets, this is a big Paisley house. Regards, Adam Hawk. All that going back to last hour. I started the program off by talking about all the hype there is for the Browns. And by hype, I don't mean social media hype. I mean real hype. Money. Lots of money in Vegas going to the Browns. Legitimate hype. That kind of hype. Money. And I said also on Hard Knocks, and part of that is Hard Knocks, they get a bump from being on Hard Knocks. I'll tell you what it's not from. That hype speech, that motivational speech that they brought Brad Paisley in for. That might have been the worst hype speech I've ever heard in my life. That's not helping them. That's hurting them. But still, the money is following the Browns. So that was a big topic in hour number one. Do you buy it? Browns fans, the reason I led the show off with that, I'm asking you to check in. It's been a miserable 2 years. It's really been a miserable life for a lot of you when it comes to the Browns. But it all feels so different. All of a sudden now, they're the swaggiest team in the NFL. Is it all different, or is it the same as it ever was? Juice Landry is saying, we can win a Super Bowl this year. Check in with me, Browns fan. You're living it. You're in the middle of it. What's it feel like to you? How hyped are you? Is this the year everything changes, or is this the way it's going to be? The way it's always been. Significant heartbreak, disappointment, and you become a national punchline. Check in with me, Browns fans. All right, serious note. Let's be real for a minute. When the news broke that Richie Incognito had been arrested on Monday in Arizona, it was not a shock. Let's be real. This was not a shock. This guy's had more than his share of off-the-field incidents. He's already had at least one incident since retirement that was concerning. So adding another to that list is not surprising at all. But when I saw that, while I was not surprised, I was already bracing for the idiotic ways that many of you dopes would react to the news. This is why I'm talking about it right now. There's nothing funny about what allegedly happened. According to the Scottsdale Police Department, Incognito was arrested on charges of disorderly conduct and threats after an incident at a funeral home. Now, I know you're already loading up on your Joaquin-style jokes about getting into a fight at a funeral home, but don't do it. Not here, not now. Because Incognito, and I'm no mental health expert, but Incognito needs help. This guy needs help in the worst possible way. Over the weekend, Incognito tweeted, 8/18/18. I regret to inform you that my father, Army Airborne Ranger Richard Dominic DeJassa, has passed away. Keep my family in your prayers. End of tweet. Listen, the death of a loved one is always difficult. And from the sounds of it, Incognito is having a really tough time dealing with this, understandably. Except his difficulties are showing up in some really dangerous, scary, wild ways, allegedly. Because according to that police report, he arrived at the mortuary and was acting in an erratic fashion. He allegedly began, quote, talking about a lot of random things that did not make sense, one employee told police. He also, quote, walked around the funeral home punching caskets and throwing things, end quote. And if that were not disturbing enough, according to ESPN, he allegedly told employees that he wanted them to cut his father's head off for research purposes. So if you work at a funeral home, you're probably used to a level of confused emotion in your workplace. When people lose somebody they love, there's bound to be a lot of emotions that bubble to the surface. So as somebody who works there, I would imagine you're probably accustomed to seeing people bursting into tears or other displays of emotion. You're probably even used to people saying things that don't make a lot of sense or bouncing from one topic to the next as they try to process exactly what's happening, as they try to process that loss. But what are you thinking if you see a former NFL offensive lineman walking around the funeral home, quote, punching caskets and throwing things? At that point, I'd probably start to get worried. And if that same guy starts saying that he wants you to cut his father's head off for research purposes, then I'm getting scared. And then the terror finds a new level when he is alleged to have made a gun gesture at one employee and talked about having, quote, a truck full of guns in the parking lot. You know, at that point, you're at the holy crap stage. This guy's walking around, punching caskets, throwing things, making gun gestures, telling you he's got a truck full of weapons, and asking you to cut his deceased father's head off. There's nothing funny about that. That's terrifying. That's sheer terror. And sure enough, when the police arrived, they did find a pair of pistols and a handgun silencer and three rifles in his vehicle, a car full of guns, and he wants you to cut his dad's head off. And then the police go on to report that Incognito, quote, appeared to lack concentration and was unable to maintain a coherent thought. Rather, he appeared to ramble about numerous things that did not correlate. His, quote, moods were erratic, as he would be very respectful towards the officer at one point and then immediately raise his voice and demand to be let out of the handcuffs the next. Again, I'm no expert, but seems to me grief takes many forms. Everybody grieves to the death of a loved one in a different way. But if you're threatening a funeral home employee, if you're making a gun gesture, if you're talking about the weapons that you have in your car, if you say that you want your dad's head cut off, man, that's unusual. Really scary, really unusual, and I would imagine very unhealthy. I'm not going to tell anybody how they should or should not grieve, but you can't do that. And if you are doing that, that's a cry for help. Rich, get some help. My man, seriously, get some help. My condolences to you and your family on the loss of your father. Many of us have been through this. I've been through this. It's incredibly traumatic. It can be really, really difficult to process. But please get yourself some help before you hurt yourself or somebody else. Those close to him reportedly have been urging him to do so. Do so now before it's too late. And clones, do not do what you were about to do, because it's not funny and there's no place for it. Not here and not even on some other whack show that you listen to outside of this one. Don't do it. I'm all about talking junk. I'm all about having some fun, but this is not the thing to do it with. Not when a guy like that is behaving like that. Not when he goes to a mortuary and talks about having a car full of guns and makes threatening gestures and wants them to cut his dad's head off. That's not fun. That's not funny. It's really disturbing and concerning, and I really hope that he gets the help that he needs. Taking telephone calls. I'm trying to find a response to any of these things, or if you want, just go off the board altogether. What do you want to talk about? There are a couple of Masterbuilt smokers that are in the queue. Also, I want to talk about Texas A&M and Jimbo Fisher and whether or not any rules were broken, how bad this could get for him, and what it means. The Nats finally throwing in the towel. And not a second too late. Cliff Averill was on episode 47 of the Jim Rohn podcast. He was great. And I want to reset that for you too. Meantime, let's go to the phones. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Pittsburgh. Kelly in the Berg. It's good to have you on the show, Kelly. How are you?
Jimmy, great to hear from you. Jimmy, hey, listen, it's really nice to talk to you, but what's really nice for us in the Berg is this. We love finally to see something positive coming out of our little stepsister to the north, Cleveland. You know, every time they come to Pittsburgh or we go there, and I'm talking about the family being at Three River Stadium, we've just enjoyed the living daylights out of watching that team come in and suffer the way that they have. You know, your boy out of SoCal enjoyed them so much. Troy Polamalu, can't ever forget Colt McCoy looking in the backfield, staring into our defensive backfield like an old man who just got off the spinny cups at Disney World without his Dramamine. And then, you know, here's the thing with Baker Mayfield. I'm really glad they finally got a rock, so to speak, for quarterback. I don't know that we're going to get to see him this year, but I can't wait till we do. But until then, what's really nice is, see, we haul recycled material out of Cleveland because we got tired of them, and they got tired of it, quite frankly, too, dumping it in their lake. We bring the recycled material back to Pittsburgh. The problem is Baker may not get on the field, but at least he has his underpants episode going on. See, the thing with Baker, though, he needs to box a few sets of that up to send it to Pittsburgh for when he does come here, because he'd never sell enough pair of panties in Cleveland to cover the junk that's in that city. But what we can do in Pittsburgh is we'll hang a set of it off the Liberty Bridge into the Mon River every time we dump his lazy ass in the backfield, like we have, I don't know, Brian Sipe, you mentioned him before, Bernie Kosar, all the Cleveland Browns quarterbacks. And you know, to finish, Jimmy, what I thought would be really nice, because we don't want to ruin our rivers, maybe Baker could have his face with a Cleveland Browns helmet tattooed on the front of the wormhole of those panties so that our fish don't get sick when they fall in.
All right, Kelly, that's enough.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Well, I actually kind of did like that call, but if I didn't end it, he would have gone on for days. Takes for days. C-Town, I mean, we're not enough. Was it not enough that I started my program today by shouting out to you? Was it not enough that I gave you some love, gave you some run, started my nationally syndicated radio program that originates out of Southern California by hyping you? Not cracking on you, not talking junk about you, hyping you. Talking about how you've got more swag than anybody. Talking about how the money in Vegas is all going to you. And all I ask in return is that you check in. How does it feel? What's it feel like? Are you buying it? Is this the year? Or are you fearing the worst? I mean, literally, prime real estate, the top of this show. I set the tone on the program by shouting out to you, C-Town, and I get nothing. Nothing to show for it, which kind of pisses me off a little bit. I mean, I did set aside. You have to understand my process. When I start every single day, I think to myself, and I don't take it lightly, what am I going to start the show with? What's my opening take on the program today? What am I going to set the tone with? What do I want to talk about? What's important? The Browns. Browns football. And I get nothing in return. But I'll tell you what I did get. Somebody in Pittsburgh saying, good, bring it on. We beat you down. We own you. We humiliate you. And it feels good. And now you matter a little bit. Kind of. But nothing's going to change. We still own you. And then about 3 minutes of panty smack for Baker Mayfield. Yeah, that's fine. You know, C-Town, if you don't want to make use of the opportunity, if you don't want to make use of the real estate that I gave you, I'm more than happy to go to Pittsburgh and let people like Kelly pound on you. It's totally up to you, C-Town. You've got the telephone number. Use it or don't, but understand a Steeler fan will. He mentioned, I don't know if we're going to see Baker Mayfield this year. You will. You will at some point. But again, I've made the point over and over again. I like Tyrod Taylor. I like Tyrod. I've always liked Tyrod. I don't think Tyrod gets nearly the respect or the credit that he deserves. I think he's a really effective quarterback. A good NFL starting quarterback. I understand why they brought him in. But you're going to see Baker Mayfield at some point. I'm big on him too. I've got no problem. If this guy wants to show up and sell underwear with his number on it and a tiger alongside a phantom, hey man, this is what this guy does. He's not afraid. Generally, he backs it all up, what he says, what he does, and I think he will. I think the guy's going to play on the next level. I like him. I don't think it's going to boomerang on him. I don't think it's going to be one of those things where, man, this guy's going to go down as one of the biggest busts ever. I don't think so at all. I think he's got the right head for it. I think he's got the right skill set for it. I know he's got the right kind of chip on his shoulder for it. I would buy a lot of stock in Baker Mayfield. Consider me one of those guys who thinks that's a good draft pick, and I think he will play big at the next level. And I don't care if he is selling underwear with his number on it. It's all about branding, right? He'll get his shot, and when he does, he'll be ready. And when he is ready, or when he does get it, he's going to make the most of it. C-Town, are you going to come in here and talk about your team, or is it just going to be Steeler fan coming in to kill your team? That's still ahead, and I want to talk about another traumatic accident involving an athlete. And I hate to say it, but they're junk. A machine accident involving an MMAer, the kind of thing that I really don't even want to talk about, but this guy rushed right to Instagram with it. So we'll have that a little bit later on, and Texas A&M. I want to talk about what it means. If you've got a player who leaves and goes to a program where the coach there was the coach that he had previously, and he alleges things that may have been or may not have been on the wrong side of the NCAA. Is it sour grapes? Is that player soft? Or maybe did it really happen? And what's it mean? What's it mean to A&M? What's it mean to college football? All of that still ahead. And I am trying to give away a couple of Masterbuilt smokers. Got a quick spelling bee for you. Your word is Zipa. Zipa is spelled Z-Y-P-P-A-H. Happy Z spelled backwards. If you go to bed with Zipa, you wake up with happy Z's. Did you know that one night of bad sleep can ruin your entire day? Are you planning a vacation this Labor Day weekend? You do not want to ruin the entire vacation with snoring all night long. Vacations are supposed to be a time for rest and relaxation. How do you expect to get any rest at all if they're snoring all night long? If you're snoring, you're not sleeping, and then neither is anybody else. This is why you need to get a Zipa before you take your vacation. How can you or anybody else enjoy your vacation if you're yawning the whole time? If you or somebody you know snores, go to Zipa.com. Zipa is guaranteed to stop the snoring. You've got nothing to lose. If you're not happy for any reason, return it for a full refund. Snoring is rude, it's disrespectful, it's offensive. You do not want to ruin another vacation with snoring. Get your Zipa today by going to Zipa.com and ensure that you have a great Labor Day weekend. That's Zipa.com.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
The FedEx playoffs get underway this weekend as the world's best, including Tiger, Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth, begin their battle to take home the FedEx Cup. The first leg kicks off at Ridgewood Country Club in New Jersey, the Northern Trust, this weekend on CBS. All right, really quickly. Podcast Tuesday. It's been a hot minute since I've dropped those two words around here, but it does not mean that I've not been grinding out those weekly episodes, because I have. Yesterday, I dropped the 47th installment of the Jim Rome podcast, and I was joined by former Seattle Seahawk and Super Bowl 48 champion Cliff Averill. This guy was a perfect guest for this week. You've got all the storylines in the NFL, and I got to chop it up with somebody who is fresh enough off the league to still have the most current insight, but also a guy who does not have to guard himself or answer to anybody because he's no longer on a team. So we got after it. And since Cliff used to anchor the line on one of the best defenses in league history, I had to ask him about his thoughts on the new helmet rule that has everybody up in arms.
The people that are making these rules, their heart is in the right place, but they're not being realistic either. Because, yes, we should make the game a lot safer. Yes, we're trying to figure that whole thing out. But the way of going about it isn't making any sense, because it's difficult for a human being to actually see if a guy is really trying to get his head out of the way or not on a lot of these plays. I hope the way they call it in the preseason isn't how they call it in the regular season, because the games will be 4, 5, 6 hours long now, and nobody's going to want to watch that.
Not only 4, 5, 6 hours long, but you know what's going to happen. And we got into this with Mike Freeman earlier. It's going to be a situation where a referee makes a call that's going to change not only the nature of a game, but a playoff game, and maybe history. I mean, this is what Mike Zimmer meant when Mike Zimmer said, guys will lose jobs because there's going to be a dramatic play that's going to change field position or really the arc of a really critical game, maybe a playoff game, maybe a Super Bowl game. And Cliff makes the point that refs might be throwing more flags during these games that don't count that they will later on in the regular season. Who knows? Hopefully that's exactly what that is. But he's right when he says nobody wants to watch a 6 or 8 hour game. I also asked him his thoughts about Josh Gordon. So Josh Gordon comes back to the Browns. And I said I was curious, what's the reaction of the guys in that locker room? How are they going to feel about somebody who was away again and wasn't there doing the work that they were doing? And here's what he had to say to that.
Some guys will question how many chances does he get. I think that's the only question. Certain players, certain caliber of players, you're going to get away with a lot more things than others. That's just what it is. That's just life in America in general, right? The more you can do or what you can bring to the table, you'll get more leeway on the other side. I think as a player, those are the only two mindsets that you'll have. Like, dang, how many chances does he get? But, man, I sure would love to have him on my team.
Right. Also true. I mean, it's true there. It's true in the NFL. It's true anywhere. You're worth what you bring to it. And Josh Gordon does bring a hell of a lot to it. We know this. And so probably there are guys saying, man, how many chances does he get? And when is he coming back? We need this guy. And that's a guy everybody wants to see. We also talked about Jalen Ramsey going roast mode on a bunch of different quarterbacks. And wouldn't you know it, Jalen Ramsey reminds Cliff of somebody he used to ball out with in Seattle.
You know, he reminds me of Sherm. That's all it is. He's Sherm 2.0.
Right.
I like it from the standpoint for him. He has no choice but to play well when you do stuff like that, right? And he's embracing that challenge, basically. I'm going to speak my mind, but I have to go out here and back it up. And I think he knows that. He's a heck of a ball player, man. And I can appreciate someone that's not afraid to be different. Because as us as athletes, we've been kind of conditioned to talk a certain way and only speak about certain things and conduct ourselves in a certain way, and he's going against the grain.
100%. An athlete who's not afraid to speak his mind. An athlete who will speak his mind and can back it up. And I love the comparison. He said he's Sherm. He's Richard Sherman. He's Sherm 2.0. Cliff Averill. I mean, getting nice, really comfortable, hardcore football podcast right when you want it. So if you're getting pumped up for the season, that's a great episode to dial up the hype with. Also, since we have room to get into whatever we want to get into, you have to listen to him relive the Super Bowl 49 heartbreak to the Patriots, because he told me what that locker room was like immediately after the Malcolm Butler interception and then the entire season following that loss. Make sure you check that out. Really insightful. Now, what was not so insightful and not so interesting were your voicemails, but they're also a part of the episode. And if you're showing up just for that, two things. Number one, they're at the back end. You will listen to an insightful conversation before you get to listen to yourselves bring me down. Number two, they bring me down.
First new message.
Romy, I rate Craig. Hey, I just wanted to let all the clones know that while they're spending money on exercise classes, I got a free morning workout. I wrestled a pigeon for a piece of bread. Suck on that, clones.
Message deleted. Next message.
Hey, Jimmy. Steven San Dimas. Just got through listening to the Stephen A. episode. Gotta say, I used to wish that he and Skip Bayless would share a seat on the next rocket to the sun, but that interview changed my perspective completely. Solid dude. Actually a good guy. All right. Take it easy.
Message saved. Next message.
What's up, man who gets lots of vacation? It's Dr. Dave. You said I needed to try harder. Well, here goes.
Message deleted. Next message.
Jim, this is Jeff in San Antonio. How dare somebody call Harold Miner Baby Jordan when I have the real thing right here in front of me, my beautiful baby daughter. I think I'm going to cry again. And I'm going to change her diaper right now because I'm a badass. And honey, will you change mine? I think it's full.
Message deleted. You have no more messages.
I'm not proud of myself. I'm not proud of myself for laughing at that. And honey, will you change mine right now? Back to that caller who said that back in the day, I used to hope that Stephen A. and Skip Bayless would be on a rocket to the sun. He said, now that I've heard that, it changed my perspective completely. He was about one of 1,000 people to say that. Again, you don't know any of us. especially those of us who have to host a show. It's a show. I don't want to speak for Stephen A., but I would imagine he comes out of this exactly the way I do. We're paid to host a show. It's a show. Now, we say what we mean. We mean what we say. I would tell you, anything that you hear me say on this show, I would say to your face off the air, but it is a show. If you listen to the podcast that I did with Stephen A. last week, I think you might have a very different opinion of him than you think that you do. Check it out. There are 47 episodes. They're on demand. You can listen to them whenever you want, during your commute, on vacation, in the gym. Check them out. Also, I'm not at liberty to say it just yet, but we are going to debut another podcast. I'm about that podcast life. I love podcasts. I'm not going to do them instead of this. I'm going to do them in addition to this. Original podcast content. Original content that you're not getting on this show. Not repurposed, not regurgitated. I mean, I do have some of that for those of you who can't hear the program every single day, but original content. Jim Rome podcast once a week, and we're going to debut something else. As soon as I'm at liberty to talk about that, I will. But keep that in mind. Check it out. When we come back, you know, I think I might officially put it out to you. I need to check in with the crew, but I still do not see a third guest. So if you've got an athletic background and you want to come in the jungle and you want me to interview you as a guest, if you want to be on our so-called newsmaker hotline, start submitting your resume, your background. What have you done that is athletically noteworthy? Oh, the record scratch. Dennis Dodd, top of the hour. Hey, look, there'll be another day, I'm sure, at some point where we come up short, where you'll get your chance. All right, instead of focusing on that, focus on the Masterbuilt smoker. I've got one and maybe two that go to the best contribution. Sorry about that, clones. Hey, listen, that's how it is. When I get to the middle of hour number two and I don't have a third guest, that's when I start to solicit. That's when I start asking. But then it just came in. Hence the record scratch. Dennis Dodd, top of the hour. When we come back, a horrific accident involving an MMAer and a drill and his junk. It's very graphic in nature. Also, Texas A&M, Jimbo Fisher. Let's get into this. Are we talking about a former player who was soft, who had sour grapes, who couldn't cut it, who got run off, who now is dropping a dime? Or is what this player is saying true? All of that still ahead. But first up, a bottom-of-the-hour sports update.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This Labor Day, you want to work smarter, not harder, and enjoy a slow smoke meal with a Masterbuilt smoker. Whether you want the ease of electric, the traditional charcoal or propane, you'll find that just right smoker. Masterbuilt smokers are easy to use. They give you more time to spend with your family and your friends. And you can find them at Home Depot, Lowe's, Sam's Club, Academy, Bass Pro, and Cabela's. And again today, I'm giving away one for free to the best contributor. In fact, I've got two to give away. Although Rick in Buffalo may have taken one down. He might wire the field with that crackback on Vic. Still, even if that's the case, I've got one to give away. Great product. Free. All you need is the best contribution. Email, Twitter, phone, comment on social, wherever. Like this guy. This guy's not going to win, but he's going to set up my next topic. Rome, did you hear about that UFC fighter and his very unfortunate injury? It was incredible that he was able to tweet out what happened to him in light of such a horrendous experience. If you didn't see it, it can be summed up like this. I was standing, you were there, two worlds collided, and they could never tear us apart. Thanks, in excess. Right, so let me do this take, and then you tell me if that works. I was standing, you were there, two worlds collided, and they could never tear us apart. Mike D for three. You don't win either, Mike. And not when you consider what happened to Bryce Mitchell. Now, you may not know that name, Bryce Mitchell, but you're about to know his pain. This next take is very graphic in nature. You've been warned. Graphic in nature. Because the 23-year-old MMAer known as Thug Nasty just endured the most gruesome injury that I think I've ever heard of. I've done this a long time. I've seen a lot of gruesome injuries in all sorts of different sports. I'm not sure I've ever heard anything like this. I mean, you've heard me talk about some really gruesome injuries. You've heard me interview some guys who suffered really nasty injuries. This might be the worst ever. It's impossible not to cringe after you hear firsthand what this guy accidentally did to his own junk. No setup will do this any justice, so let me go right ahead and read straight from his Instagram post. And listen, I know a bunch of you might be sitting down to lunch. I know many of you may be on your way to lunch. I know some of you have plans to eat lunch at some point again in your life. If you fall into any of those categories, or if you've got a weak stomach, consider this. The one time in my career that I would actually encourage you to leave this show for a couple of minutes. Because Carson Myers, 25-inch tapeworm, thinks that this story is gross. It's nasty. You've been warned. All right, here it is. Straight from Bryce Mitchell's, I'm about to get stitched up. I was holding a board over my head with a drill in my pants. I was sizing up the board, and the drill went off and tangled my nuts up in it. I dropped the board and reversed the drill and untangled my nutsack, but they were ripped in half. I'm serious, too. LOL. I obviously can't post a pic, but when my nuts are sealed back up, I'm going to come train again. I think a high kick would re-rip them. Ha ha. And if I hear any bleeping puns about how this whole thing is nutty or screwed up, I ain't talking to you for about a month. If you're going to drop a pun to make fun of me, at least put some thought into it. LOL. End quote. An insane post. Somewhere deep in the heart of Michigan, Tim the Tool Man Taylor is grunting in pain. Yeah, I don't know what's more amazing. The fact that this dude is still alive. Still alive. Or the fact that this dude dropped two LOLs and a ha-ha in a post about him getting his scrotum tangled up in an electric power drill. I'll say this before I'll say anything else. I love that he checked you before I had to. Like, he won't talk to you for about a month if you respond with a bad pun. And I won't read you on this show for a month if you respond with a bad pun. How's that feel? How's that grab you? Look, we've all missed the nail with a hammer before and blasted our own thumb. But who the hell has ever had a Black & Decker damn near castrate them? I mean, that really is the worst injury that I've ever covered. Excuse me. I mean, I'm choking up just thinking about this. The worst injury I think I've ever talked about on this program. And I talked to the same guy who talked to Devin Powell. I am that guy. And he ruptured his testicle in February of this year. I mean, what is it with MMA guys and these kinds of mishaps? And what about their lighthearted reactions? Trust me, if that happened to me, you would never hear from me ever again, let alone hear me or see me talking about this on Instagram. But here's Bryce Mitchell recounting the entire thing and posting pictures of blood-stained boxer shorts laid out on the hospital bed. And good on the underwear company, Me Undies, to jump in his mentions and offer some free replacements. I don't know, how about Big Five or Sports Chalet sliding in with some free cups for life? How about a power drill company sending him a tool that's not going to get loose and put my man's package in a vice? No wonder this kid's undefeated. Who's going to knock this guy out or get him to tap when a damn power drill putting his scrotum into a spin cycle couldn't do it? The heavyweight champion of boxing used to be known as the baddest dude on the planet. But as of yesterday, I think that loss belongs to the 110th ranked featherweight. Bryce, my man, my sincerest get well soon ever. Next time, call a handyman or get a tool belt or wear a cup. Do anything but put a live wire drill next to your sack. That is the nastiest thing I've ever heard. And he could not wait to rush to the gram to post on it. At PBR on tap, please give Bryce Mitchell one of those smokers. He might get it. He might get it. At Avery Gwynn, I'm thinking about joining the Harlem Globetrotters. I like when they spin. I'm not reading that. Come on, man. Hawk, wake up. Radom 27 tweets, Bryce Mitchell is whack for damaging his own scrotum. Signed, Art Modell.
That's whack.
Modell said it. He fell in the shower and he bruised his scrotum. That is a horrific injury. Hey, look, I'm not the handiest guy, and that's one of the reasons why. I don't want my junk getting tangled up in a drill. And this guy, like, had the drill on his hip, and it kind of got loose.
Laugh out loud.
Actually, in his pants. I don't know, who puts a drill in their pants? I don't think that made the sound of a Dorito either. Like yesterday. Anyway, I'm not that handy. I'm not that guy. I bust my ass so I can pay somebody to do that for me. Man, my man's one of those do-it-yourselfers. When he did himself. God, but went right to Instagram with multiple LOLs and ha-has. If that's me, you never hear from me ever again. You never see me ever again. And by the way, you don't even know what happened. I'm not owning that. I'm not going to the gram with that. Again, I'm not one of those guys who's got to feed that beast. As you can tell from my social, I'm not somebody who's obsessed and addicted with feeding the beast and getting that reaction. If I did something like that to myself, and I could, I'm not going to rush to social with it. But he did. And I respect it. Fake Kellen Winslow tweets, tell Bryce Mitchell that I have treatment for a twisted scrotum. It's called Scrotox. Signed, Rex in the ABQ.
Scrotox injections. Woo!
Ah! Speaking of which, I don't want to encourage this guy, but what happened to Rex? Rex was a high-volume shooter. Rex was calling really frequently. Now, I'm trying to think, was it this week or was it last week? He did call with some launch angle smack. And that call ended the way all of his calls end, with him getting run. Seems like he slowed down his pace a little bit. If you can handle that topic responsibly, you go right ahead. I'm going to talk Texas A&M with Dennis Dodd at the top of the hour. At Steve PHX tweets, when that MMAer untangled himself, did he set the drill to counterclockwise? You'd have to ask him, Steve. I really don't know. He did say, though, that he untangled himself. He spun it back the other way. It's a nasty, nasty story. Dennis Dodd joins me at the top of the hour. We're talking college football and the A&M situation and more with him when we come back. I've got thoughts on A&M too, which I'll share with you. Third hour coming up. Don't go anywhere. You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rome.